Well, Carlos, Eats and Beats Wednesday and Thanksgiving Eve, there's one dish in particular we're going to highlight now that's turning 60 years old this year, and it's a Midwestern favorite. NPR has gone the distance to look into what brings this one dish that they say either you love or you hate to the forefront this Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay, can we talk about green bean casserole for a minute?
I'd love to, Kelly. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, the cream and mushroom soup, those little crunchy onions.
The green beans from a frozen bag or a can. Yeah, go on.
So good. Okay, whatever you think about it, green bean casserole has been around for a really long time. It's actually celebrating its 60th birthday. And here is Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR.
Green bean casserole isn't made as much as it's, well, opened. In the name of investigative journalism, I decided to dig up the recipe. I can't remember a time when my mom didn't serve it at Thanksgiving. Mostly, I remember the key ingredient, cream of mushroom soup. The can has been updated with a pull tab. A can of cream of mushroom soup, a can of green beans, a little milk and soy sauce, a dash of pepper, and top it off with a can of French fried onions. I love it, but not everyone does. My sister Paula Kellner lives in Nebraska and hosts our family's Thanksgiving every year. Hey, Paula, do you like green bean casserole?
Ick, no, gross.
But it will be served at her dinner. Green bean casserole is part of our Thanksgiving ritual. And it's not just us. I dug up another old document. It's entitled
Green Bean Casserole and Midwestern Identity, A Regional Foodways Aesthetic and Ethos.
Lucy Long is a folklorist and research associate at Ohio's Bowling Green University. Long's 2007 paper reported that the dish is part of the Midwest's culinary universe that reflects industrial agriculture, the bland food of our European ancestors, and, well, a fear of Mother Nature.
You can't romanticize nature out here. Nature is not necessarily your friend, particularly if you are a farmer.
It may be a Midwestern classic, but green bean casserole is not a native dish. A home economist named Dorcas Riley created it in New Jersey in 1955 at Campbell's Soup's Test Kitchen. Campbell's says it will be served in 30 million homes this Thanksgiving. 30 million! Kathy Swanson edits the Betty Crocker Cookbook and says there are 30 versions of the casserole online.
We have ones that use frozen green beans or fresh green beans. We have recipes that are done in the slow cooker. We have a cheesy version and a gluten-free version.
Most of the dozen people I ask about green bean casserole laugh at the question. And some say their foodie families would never stand for that plate of processed food. But for many others, it's really just about the idea. Green bean casserole is about home.
So back to my investigation. I cooked the casserole for 25 minutes. Let me taste it. Mmm. Wow, it's creamy and comforting, just a little crunchy. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe.
And that story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.
So, Carlos, my family, my mom's side anyway, is all from Indiana. And I love green bean casserole. It's actually the one dish I always bring to a Thanksgiving potluck.
Just to make sure that there's something to eat.
That's right. Well, and I know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's my thing. Okay. But do you like green bean casserole?
Not really.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it. It's okay. I prefer like roasted or grilled crunchy green beans with a little bit of, you know, some bacon, a little fat back in there. Give it some flavor. Little oil, you know, it's a little olive oil and bacon, and so that's how I like them, straight up.
That sounds good, too. You know, now, of course...
Water back.
Now, those beans, of course, as they just reported, not necessarily a domestic dish, but 60 years this year, the green bean casserole at 30 million tables tomorrow, including mine.
Well, it has become a staple of Thanksgiving when you think about it.
Sure.
You know, you look around and you think, wow, this should be... you should serve it more than just Thanksgiving. I guess a lot of people do.
Maybe.
You know.
But I'd be asking Mom, where's the green bean casserole?
Yeah. Everybody has their favorites. Okay.
So more Eats and Beats as we go today, Carlos.
Got it. We got 11 before 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on the day before Thanksgiving. If you are headed out to the airport and so forth. Give yourself additional time. It is the busiest travel day of the year.